This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. China on Tuesday announced the end of the lockdown in Wuhan. It's the city of 11 million residents where the coronavirus outbreak began in late December. The 76-day lockdown ended just after midnight Tuesday after the Chinese government's latest figures reported no new cases amid ongoing questions about the accuracy of China's count. Residents are now allowed to move about without special authorization as long as mandatory smartphone applications show they do not have COVID-19 and have not been in recent contact with anyone infected with the disease caused by the coronavirus. Vehicles returned to roadways and throngs gathered at transportation hubs to catch trains and take flights out of the city. The occasion was marked with a display of animated images on skyscrapers and bridges of healthcare workers helping patients. One image displayed the words Heroic City, a label President Xi Jinping bestowed on Wuhan, which executed coronavirus control measures that have been emulated by other countries. Meanwhile, Japan on Tuesday declared a coronavirus emergency in parts of the country. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his decision to enact a state of emergency in Tokyo and six other prefectures was based on a need to protect people amid a situation that was gravely affecting lives and the economy. The month-long measure allows for officials to call on people to stay home and comes coupled with a government stimulus package worth about $1 trillion. U.S. markets stumbled in the final hour of trade on Tuesday after 2 days of steady gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average turned negative half an hour before closing down 26.13 points to 22,653. The S&P 500 fell 4.27 points and the Nasdaq was off 25 points. This is VOA News.